Philadelphia City Controller has laid out her plans for her first full term, WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Christy Brady said she's worked her entire career to be a watchdog over Philadelphia's finances, especially those that are going to be spent on the 250th birthday celebration.
Our city will be center stage for many big historical events that will mark our nation's history and define our city moving forward. And with that spotlight comes responsibility. There will be a significant amount of money, taxpayer dollars, flowing through our city. The city must be accountable for every dollar coming in and every dollar coming out.
Brady says all money spent will be reviewed.
As your city controller, I will be watching closely, checking the receipts and making sure city spending is working for you. Let me make this clear. There will be no waste, fraud, or abuse on my watch.
The controller added she would also be reviewing the city pension plan and working to check on the Philadelphia Gas Works to make sure they're doing the best with their finances and environmental stewardship. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Police have identified the drugs they believe former Philly Lenny Dykstra had when he was arrested last week. Boris Krochenyuk from news partner WVIA has details.
State police suspect former Mets and Phillies outfielder Lenny Dykstra had crack cocaine or methamphetamine when he was arrested New Year's Eve in Pike County. Police filed an affidavit saying that Monday. The affidavit charges him with having the drugs and a smoking pipe in a pouch he pulled out of a glove compartment. Dykstra was a passenger in a GMC Sierra driven by another person. Police stopped the truck on Route 507 because it had a dead license plate. Dykstra asked to get the pouch out of the glove compartment. As he went through it, state troopers spotted a glass smoking device and a jar or container containing the suspected drugs. Dykstra's lawyer told the New York Times over the weekend that the drugs didn't belong to his client, and he expects Dykstra will be cleared soon. Dykstra remains free without bail. He's scheduled for a preliminary hearing next month.